Let's head to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We are joined by Tom Rivers, who is covering the latest attack that is on a ship. And meanwhile, a lot of finger pointing going on. Tom, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, an oil tanker. It's called the Mercer Street. It's got a complicated history as far as what it's flagged as, who owns it, what country is managing it. All it's alphabet soup. But there's some Israeli interest in the tanker itself. Now, Israel, through their prime minister, the U.S., through the Secretary of State, and Britain, through the Foreign Secretary, have all made some pretty strong accusations. The Iranian ambassador to London has been summoned to the Foreign Office for a dressing down. Those three countries say it was the work of a suspected drone from Iran. Iran, very quick off the bat, has said that no, they deny it was them. And we're hearing the same kind of verbiage from Blinken, from Dominic Raab here, the Foreign Secretary. They're convinced, without putting out into the public domain an exhibit, any kind of evidence, or at least intelligence that would support such a contention. So there we are, two different sides saying you did it, and the other side saying no, we didn't do it. Sadly, two individuals died. This drone hit the top of the bridge of this tanker, killing a Romanian and a British national.
And meanwhile, there is, as you mentioned, a lot of talk about Iran being involved. But as to whether the target even represents any Israeli interest, that's kind of, I guess, an interesting point.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah. And again, that's kind of grist for the mill as far as the Western position is here. And Dominic Raab says there'll be some kind of collective action. We don't know, again, what that means. Does it mean more sanctions, et cetera, et cetera? But again, yeah, we have to keep watching this one in the coming days. I think if certain individuals are convinced by this in government, certainly I don't know about the U.S., but the people here in Britain want to see more, as I say, some firm evidence. You know, they've been through the Iraq war, the beginning thereof, and they're saying, look, just because politicians say certain things, we should be a little bit more skeptical and seeing exactly what lies below the surface.
And of course, Tom, with this, we know politicians saying certain things. The new prime minister in Israel said that at any rate, they know how to convey the message to Iran in their own way. So is that kind of a thinly veiled threat of retaliation and maybe something that we could see further escalation kind of back onto Iran from Israel?
Yeah, we would hope not. Think back over the past few months, actually a couple of years, the suspected Israeli strikes on Iranian research facilities and the mysterious sinking of an Iranian naval vessel, the largest one in their fleet, just a few weeks ago in that part of the world as well. So, yeah, there are a lot of cross currents under the surface, and oftentimes things are not simple, and the first explanation oftentimes is not the correct one.
Okay, Tom Rivers, the ABC News foreign correspondent, who's joining us to talk about the U.S., the U.K., and Israel as they're engaging in trying to discover who is beyond or behind this latest attack on a naval vessel. All right, thank you.
Take care.
And I said naval. It sounds like it was a commercial vessel, an oil tanker.